I feel this is highly dependent on a preference. I personally prefer a hybrid database first approach. So I first define and model the data using, let's say, MS SQL Server and SQL Management Studio. I create a structure there, or I see how it works. And then based on that structure, I generate the POCO classes and I define it using the code first approach. And then I recreate those tables again from the code. But some teams are using purely code first because it's simple to write it, and the .NET and C# developers or .NET developers in general can just define that database schema indirectly from the code. And some people like it because they feel like, hey, database, it's too complex, so I will rather use the abstraction. But the drawback can be that the code first doesn't allow you to access to everything. Like in past, we were having issues with temporal tables that didn't have that good support. Sometimes the filtered indexes were problems, and so on and so forth. So there is a workaround for most of the things, but for a new application, I would probably go for code first and the entity framework migrations. But still, looking just into code and not checking what is being created based on the code, to me, is not a very good idea. So you should always go to the database and review the model and check whether it makes sense, whether there aren't any missing indexes, whether this structure couldn't be optimized in some other way. Sometimes, let's say when you do mappings, when you do M2N, you have the intermediary table. Sometimes you don't want to have it. So you need to really think what you want. And I believe that the database first approach is a little bit closer to database, and it forces you to think more about the database. I don't want to generalize. As I said, the same thing can be achieved using the code first. But if you have some junior developer who is writing code first and using this code first approach, then there is high risk that the database design will be messed up if the issues won't get intercepted in code reviews.